Hello, I'm W.D. Boyce from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm often asked how the Boy Scouts of America started. Oh, wouldn't it be delightful to respond with a heroic tale of scaling the Himalayas or rafting the upper courses of the Amazon? But no, quite the opposite. No man likes to admit it, but I was lost. And not in the rugged, uncharted wilderness, but in the streets of London.
Lost your way, sir?
Well, it seems I have.
Well, can I be of service?
The boy offered to guide me to my destination. Grateful for his assistance, I offered him in return a few coins. There you are.
No, thank you, sir.
Oh, please, it's a small token of my gratitude.
I'm sorry, sir, but I can't accept it. It's my duty to do a good turn daily.
Your duty?
Yes, as a Boy Scout.
His simple words penetrated me, and I immediately inquired about these so-called Boy Scouts. Who were they, and where are they headquartered?
Well, just this way, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Owen, sir, I think you'll be needing this.
Thank you.
God bless you.
That morning, in London, in mists of darkness, a boy of honor stepped forward to light my way. The spark of his simple act grew within me, and I was reminded that heroism is just as much needed on a city street as it is in the uncharted wilderness. To him, it didn't matter that we were from opposite sides of the ocean, or what our differences may be. He saw me as a brother in need, and he saw helping me as doing his duty to God. At the scout headquarters, I found a copy of Scouting for Boys. Printed within the cover was a promise.
I promise that I will do my duty to God and the King. I will do my best to help others.
There was a light in these young men, a light that made them willing to do the right thing at the right moment, no matter the consequences. They were becoming men of honor. I learned that the dawn of this much-needed work had started in Great Britain with a man known as Lord Baden-Powell.
I didn't start scouting. The bloomin' thing started itself. The truth is, scouting has been around for centuries, practiced by honorable men throughout the ages. I simply took note of something they already knew from the Knights of King Arthur.
In the heart of distant armies and the call of mighty kings, in the heart of every righteous man it rings.
To the great reformers.
To worship God in heaven and return a people pure. To life, power, and purpose must endure.
From fearless explorers.
To climb the highest mountains, to traverse the desert sod, to bring to light the glories of God.
To the pilgrims who left their country in search of freedom.
And leave behind all comfort, for cause has right. Darkness, you discover heaven's light.
And the patriot who, in founding a country, pledged to each other honor, their sacred honor. The honor of these great honor. Men was steeped in the values they held dear. It made them who they were. I realized that those values could easily be lost or forgotten. And just as it was in their time, the world today needed men of strong moral character and integrity. Men who do their duty to God.
On my honor, I will serve my fellow man. On my honor, uphold the laws of this great land. On my honor, I'll walk the path that all great men have trod. And with honor, fulfill my sacred duty to God.
The honor of these men, these great men, was sacred. They had an understanding of honor. They were courteous and polite. They protected the weak. They helped others to live better. They taught themselves to be strong so as to be able to protect their country against enemies. And they kept themselves strong and healthy so they might be prepared to do all these things at a moment's notice and do them well.
They understood that the word scout means the one on the watch for the rest, the one who protects others by leading out in walking the paths that lead to happiness. In seeking a way to foster this pattern of honor among the young men of England, I organized an experimental scouting encampment at Brownsea Island, consisting of 20 boys. And with that, the scouting movement began.
Noble boy of humble birthright, if I walk the paths of truth, then I take a hero's journey in my youth.
Knowing that the boys of today will become the men of tomorrow, I determined to continue Baden Powell's work and started the Boy Scouts in America.
For honor, sacred honor.
The boys of America were hungry for it. Thousands were signing up all over the country. Boys like these.
Americans have never shied away from a challenge or from a chance to stand up for what's right.
So it didn't take long for scouting to take root. Many organizations became partners and sponsored scouting units for their youth.
The first, in 1913, was the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Which was no surprise to people who knew the president of the church, Joseph F. Smith.
For years, he had been working to create bridges between people and across different religions,
reaching out brotherhood and peace.
Like when he spoke at the cornerstone ceremony for a new Jewish synagogue.
And directed a donation be made to help with its construction. Or like on the day of his funeral,
when the Catholic community honored him by sounding their cathedral bells as the procession passed by.
This friendship included Protestant churches and many others, and created a foundation for working together. President Smith taught,
"We are engaged in an unending battle against sin and worldliness. This means that it is often our position must be unpopular. It is not an easy road to travel, yet we are not alone. Be united with your fellow man, whether they are a member of our church or not. The man who has that spirit in his heart and keeps it there will always be at peace with himself, with his neighbor, and at peace with God."
Every mountain is a moment, every summit peak a test. Each step I take requires my very best. From the challenge never falter, from the climb never fall. For in brotherhood each boy will conquer all.
Lord Baden Powell and Mr. Boyce be amazed at all the scouts gathered here tonight.
Every rank, including an Eagle Scout choir full of fathers, sons, and grandfathers.
For over 100 years, scouting has united all of us as brothers.
But you know, sadly, the scouting program hasn't been so organized at first.
In fact, in the beginning, there wasn't even a set uniform.
But that didn't matter.
That's right. It wasn't our clothes that brought us together, or what gave us an idea of what scouting was and what it could be.
I became a scout on my 12th birthday, 1947.
In 1942. Began in 1939.
1934.
As we were dating, he was interested in scouting, and so, of course, I was interested in just being with him.
On December the 7th, 1941, started hearing reports of Pearl Harbor being bombed. My scoutmaster was Johnny Fretwell. He was a great guy. Got drafted, and we were kind of left on our own to do what we could do. A lot of our time was spent in scrap metal drives.
We gathered up newspapers. We even collected grease from the kitchens. I don't think a boy living now would have any idea that grease would have any value.
He always insisted that we wear our scout uniforms so that people knew it was the Boy Scouts that were doing it. And I always felt good about that.
And we had to rely on each other in those days more than we do now.
Well, scouting was almost like today, but they lacked one thing today that we did a lot in 1944, and that's singing songs, scout songs.
That was kind of our entertainment.
I'm happy when I'm hiking, pack up on my back.
Down by the station early in the morning, see the little puffer billies all in a row.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 miles a day, tramp, tramp, tramp.
And we did that in unison, and it sounded great.
We went to scout camp. That was back in the days when you just loaded everything in the back of the truck and climbed in on top, and away you went.
It was an overwhelming experience because the boys that were already in the scout troop had been my heroes in the neighborhood. Those boys were why I wanted to be a Boy Scout.
We had on the menu chicken for Wednesday. How do you keep chicken from spoiling from Monday to Wednesday? You just feed it a little grain in the morning and then you do what you gotta do.
Listen, when it comes to food, you want to choose somebody who knows how to do it. You remember Bill Wiskum?
Yeah.
He could cook.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he did a beautiful job. And we made him assistant scoutmaster immediately.
I've never been afraid to eat. I still do.
The friendship was probably the most important thing in all. And the feeling of I can accomplish something.
As I was about 15 years old when I was up at the Tracy Wigwam, one day I was in the pool, and it looked like this young man didn't have legs. And I got up and went over to him and got acquainted with him. One night after he went on his 14-mile hike, he invited me to help him, and I helped him take off his artificial legs, and his stumps were bleeding. And I thought to myself, what a brave guy. And he said, you know, Herb, I want to pass my eagle as other boys do. I don't want to cut any corners. He later became an Eagle Scout. I learned that everyone is special. This young man taught me that.
I was a shy boy. To have the responsibility to organize meetings and to plan events helped me open my shell.
I decided that I couldn't change the world, but I can find one place where I can do something for one person each day.
You learn those responsibilities, and as you learn those responsibilities, it becomes part of your life.
This is a program that has the characteristics and teaches the characteristics I want my children to have.
I've received letters from people I've worked with in my profession that have commented on principles that I live because I learned in scouting.
Those principles, sometimes we think we outgrow them, but we don't. They mean something: to be trustworthy, to be loyal, to be kind, courteous, helpful, friendly. All those things apply as much as a 79-year-old man as it did when I was 12 years old.